It's one of the most memorable images in the history of the National Hockey League. Boston's Bobby Orr flying through the air after scoring a championship-winning goal in 1970. And now it's a statue outside the Boston Arena where the current Bruins are making their own run at a championship. NPR's Mike Pesca has our report.
There is a word for a play that's etched upon the memory. The stick outstretched, mouth agape, goal achieved. The word is iconic, and in hockey, iconic means Bobby Orr. At a ceremony yesterday in Boston, the city's mayor, Thomas Menino, paid tribute with these words.
In Boston, we have an amazing set of remarkable athletes whose action in the moment have become iconic.
Iconic? Like the bond Orr had with the city after beating the St. Louis Blues in overtime to win the Stanley Cup? Or maybe the mayor doesn't know what he's talking about.
Havlicek stole the ball. Fisk waving the ball fair. Veritek splitting the uprights.
Okay, Veritek, as every Bostonian knows, is the Red Sox catcher. There are no uprights in baseball. So let's give the mayor 2 minutes for roughing the language and hear from Orr, the greatest defenseman ever.
If my parents were here today, my mother would be saying, oh, isn't that nice?
Orr, ever humble, still makes every Bruin fan remember the days of championships and NHL dominance. Bruins player Milan Lucic remembers the first time he saw the photo of Orr's great leap.
You know, it's funny, I didn't really know who it was, to be honest, when I was a kid and saw that picture. But ever since I came to Boston, you know more and more what that goal meant to the team, obviously, and to the city.
So on this night, you'd figure the Bruins would win, but they didn't. Hey, a defenseman isn't supposed to lead the league in scoring, but Bobby Orr did. And the Bruins still have a 3-2 lead over the Flyers in the best-of-seven series. As Mayor Menino will tell you, that's 18 more innings in which to convert the 7-10 split. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Boston.